Hi, welcome to Holistic Matters Podcast, the podcast that provides information to help you be the you that nature intended. I'm excited about this guest we have next, Mark Blumenthal. Mark is the founder and executive director of the American Botanical Council and executive editor and editor-in-chief of the Herbalgram. Mark, welcome, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you, John. I'm thrilled to be here.
So it is awesome having you here visiting our facilities. You're, if not the most iconic person that I know of that have been around this industry of natural and nutritional products since the mid to late 70s.
I started actually with an herb company. I was very, very kind of you. I feel very lucky to be part of a group of people who have either found the path to learn about and work with herbs, and or that path has found us, depending on how you want to look at it. But I actually started an herb company in Austin, Texas, my hometown now, since going to college there in the middle 60s. Started an herb company wholesaling herbs to local health food stores, and then regionally around the country, and then nationally, ginseng and herbs and spices, and then herbal products made by different companies. Right. So I actually have a background in the herb industry that I was involved with as a wholesaler and a small manufacturer for about 12 years from 1974 to 1986. And I'm very grateful for that background in industry because it gave me a lot of understanding and insight into some of the challenges and problems facing the industry back then, 44 years ago when I started, right. And even to some extent today, where it's a wholly different industry, etc., because it's grown so geometrically over those years.
So I would describe you as one of these giants in our industry that was a man ahead of the major trends and a man ahead of his time with the establishment of the American Botanical Council in the late 80s. Deshaies came about in 92-93.
Passed in 94, actually.
Yeah. Well, finalized, yeah. Right. But more importantly, the reason why that's so important that I bring up is essentially the early piece of information that was always considered, and still is today, considered the most reliable, trustworthy sets of information always were generated through American Botanical Council and your leadership. So thanks for that. It's quite a body of work that you created. Take us back to when you first started that. What was the need at the time, even before Deshaies and even before the broad popularization of herbal botanicals? Why did you start ABC?
Well, basically, I had been publishing Herbalgram now for 35 years as of July 2018. Awesome. I started Herbalgram as a newsletter along with my then partner in Herbalgram, Rob McCaleb, who at that time, back in the early 80s, we started in 83 with Herbalgram. Rob was the director of research at Celestial Seasonings up in Boulder, Colorado. Uh-huh. And we started Herbalgram actually as a newsletter for the then just founded American Herbal Products Association, of which Rob and I were co-founders along with a number of people in the herb industry, and the newly founded Herb Research Foundation, which Rob and I both founded as well. And for 5 years, I published Herbalgram in Austin as a newsletter for people not only in the industry, but for people in academia, people in the health professions who were interested in herbs but wanted but didn't know what's going on, particularly what the newest science information was. A lot of people lived under the illusion that there was no science about herbs. There was a lot of science, and there was an emerging amount of science, but it was coming mainly from overseas, particularly Western Europe, Germany being the most, salient center for herbal science research back in those days. So basically, Herbalgram was a newsletter that came out quarterly for 5 years for people in what I call the herbal community, which includes the industry as one of the important subsets, but also academicians and researchers, health professionals like your naturopaths, integrative medicine, medical MDs, such as there were back then. Back then, there weren't too many integrative MDs. That whole concept of integrative medicine hadn't even been coined yet. It was coined by Andy Weil later on. Chiropractors and others who were open to the idea of using dietary supplements, then called food supplements. The term dietary supplement hadn't been coined until the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act was passed in 94. So back in 1988, I wanted to go to another level, and I wanted to take Herbalgram from newsletter format to a Scientific American type publication with good graphics, a lot of color, peer-reviewed, everything referenced, etc. So I started the American Botanical Council in Austin in November of 1988. So as we discussed now, and in October of 2018, we're 1 month away from ABC's 30th anniversary, just having celebrated Herbalgram's 35th. And the whole purpose for the founding of the American Botanical Council was to provide a nonprofit platform or vehicle for the funding of Herbalgram, taking it from newsletter to magazine format. And remember, this is before the internet. This is before email. The big deal for us was fax machines back then.
Right.
I mean, that was the big deal. And before that was telex. I mean, newsletter, printed newsletters in the mail became one of the primary modes of communication for education in this area, especially for late breaking news. It wasn't like, you know, you see something that was just posted 12 minutes ago and people expect you to respond to it within the next 30 or 40 minutes. Time had not gotten that compressed as it is today.
Right.
So that's the origin of ABC. Now, ABC is an international organization. We have members in over 80 countries. We are an independent scientific research and education organization, 501c3 tax exempt under the IRS law. And we're basically a science organization composed of scientists and health professionals that are looking at ways to communicate in summary format, in peer-reviewed summary format, I should emphasize, the latest research coming out, primarily clinical research, on herbs and phytomedicines. You know, back in 1977, there were only like 690 publications in the literature on herbs and medicinal plants, chemical studies, pharmacological, toxicological, clinical studies, review studies, ethnobotanical studies, according to an assessment of a 30-year retrospective from 1977 to 2007, and it grew like 694%. The amount of herbal research in the literature in 30 years grew almost 700% to several thousand, 3,000 or 4,000 publications per year. In all this area. And that includes chemistry and chemical elucidation, as I mentioned, pharmacological studies, toxicological, etc. So there's an explosion of research all over the world, India, China, Japan, Korea, Western Europe, South America, a lot of herbal research going on in all kinds of journals, some of which may have lower standards than others or better quality than others, research of different types of quality, of design, etc. But the fact is there's a huge amount of research going on that basically supports this consumer demand for natural products, including but not limited to those that are therapeutic, not just nutritional in the standard sense. Yeah.
I recall having the good fortune of first meeting you around 1996, and that's when kind of the popular consumer world and practitioner world became more interested in what you were just describing, the use of herbals and botanicals as something more than just something to take or put into your tea. It had a very therapeutic target and benefit. And back in the day, you know, there were guys that, you know, most companies would talk to, like Vera Tyler and